up, guys? Welcome back to the MGM podcast by Growing Media Marketing. We have all of our sponsors, 32.7 Audio, Film Everything, and of course, Growing Media.
Of course.
And Rob.
And Rob.
Rob is sponsoring.
Rob is his
next
sponsor.
Level.
He actually doesn't know it yet, but he is sponsoring.
With my time.
Yes.
With my
Just
time.
With my time.
Yes. And your energy.
What energy?
Your glowing energy.
Man, I was so sleepy earlier today.
So today we're talking about faith in the workplace.
Yes.
Where do you think you would begin to actually implementing your faith within the workplace?
I think it starts with the statement, Lord, my business is my passion, and I put my success in your hands.
Mm.
That's hard.
I saw those notes down there.
That's a lot, baby. Well, you got to live by them, babe. You write it down, you believe it, you say it, you put it out there, and it will be.
It is really hard to do that because you, especially if you are used to having the control. So
when have you ever really had the control?
Well, when you're used to feeling like you have the control, you know what I mean? Like
nobody has any control.
So
really.
Giving up the reins and actually letting God take control of it and actually guide it. We all know that it's the right thing to do and you're going to be better for it. But it's still hard to let go because it's all so uncertain to you. But to him, he knows what's going to happen.
He already knows.
Yeah. And that's where the faith comes in.
He'll just let us in on the secret, right?
Yeah, at the end of it.
At the end of it.
After it's all already said and done, he's like, so that's what was happening.
Wait, so what was it? Read that again real quick.
Lord, my business is my passion. I put my success in your hands.
That is good. So do you write those things down all the time or do you just...
Well, in particular, since I have now started the 21 day of fasting and prayer, so yeah, I have to write all this down now. And, you know, because I'm eating very little nuts, fruit. What else did Daniel get to eat? I mean, put it this
way. Locusts and honey.
Put it this way. No meat, no chocolate, no caffeine. No wine consumption.
Nothing processed.
Nothing processed.
Yeah, it's all fresh
I'm just
food.
Out here, man. I'm existing, you know? I'm
so
doing it.
Is this day one or?
This is two.
Day two.
Ooh, day two.
And you're still alive. Good
I
job.
Am alive, yes.
Proud of you.
Because I put my faith and my trust in him.
That's awesome.
So, yes.
Yeah. I think in faith in the workplace, and I was actually talking to Daniel, he's actually off camera right now. But
our own Daniel, not necessarily the Daniel.
Yeah, the other Daniel,
fast
not
guy.
The Daniel.
That'd be incredible.
Fast, yeah. They're pretty close. They're pretty close.
That would be really incredible. Yeah.
That'd be crazy. But I think operating in, not operating in fear in your business, I think that's putting your trust in God too. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because he doesn't want anyone to operate in fear.
Right.
No matter what you're doing, not in just in business, but I think that's really important.
He's going to provide.
Yeah.
Well, how many times does the Bible say fear not?
Mm-hmm.
And but it's hard because when it comes to things that you don't understand, you don't know the outcome, you don't know how it's going to happen. Fear is, unless you're really in tune with God, fear is inevitable. Like it's just you're just going to feel that way.
Yeah, I think something that that I've really started to learn in the past year is you have to let go to let in. And so that all those fears and stuff, you have to let those go to let God really take control.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, we say, okay, let's meet, let's talk. But I really feel that we would all get ahead if we consulted him first. You know, and I noticed this week we had a couple of big proposals. And truly, before we pressed send, it was like, you know, is it right? Does it feel good? You know, if it is your will.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because truly, we've said it many, many times that we're blessed. A lot of people look in and they're like, man, you guys are doing some great things. I know that I look onto businesses that seem to just be exploding and booming and doing all the right things. And it would be nice to find that one connectability, if you will, that one thing that is unique to those businesses. And it is, in fact, that they've kept God, you know, in the center of the workplace. And from there, all things can happen. I mean, it can get crazy, you know, like a lot of cool things can happen.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you have the creator of the universe, like, handling your affairs, you're just anything's possible.
That's right.
So what's your opinion on, you know, some workplaces that don't actually allow this? You know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah, that's crazy, right? Mm. It's nuts to me. I think that's the craziest thing, like, literally ever.
Yeah.
But some workplaces literally will not let you do that.
Yeah.
You might get fired. canceled.
I think I'd have to take that one. I'd have to take that pink slip. Yeah. I wouldn't belong. Yeah. I wouldn't
for
belong
sure.
there.
For sure. Yeah.
It took me a while to get to that point where I was okay with being let go from a job for standing up for my morals and things like that. Because a lot of times, like when I was younger and stuff, you let them walk all over you because you're like, I need the job. Mm-hmm. There's nothing else that I can get because you don't think that far ahead when you're mm-hmm. younger. But as you get older, you're just like, you know what? I'm worth more than that. And my morals mean more to me than that. I've actually gone over this with you, Angie, a couple times because there are times when I'm like, I was telling you about a client or somebody who came to me with an idea, and I was like, I straight up won't even touch it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And actually, you have been that reminder for us lately where we were all, in the midst of something. We had to make a tough decision, and I think we made the right one.
That really means a lot to me. And I know this podcast isn't about me, but it means a lot to me when people tell me things like that, because it helps me. It gives me confirmation that I'm doing the right things.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, no matter what, people will always come first over my job, over myself, all that kind of stuff. People matter more than money. They matter more than Instagram followers. Like, I'm not going to sacrifice a person or their dignity or their integrity for the fame or the money or whatever.
This man won't even lie. He won't even lie. He won't do it.
Yeah, not even like a little white lie.
No, not yet. Yeah.
Even when I'm told to lie. I'm like, I'm out. Don't even put me on the project because I won't do it.
Yeah. Something that I learned from the original Minimalist documentary. They just came out the new one, which is really, really good.
I was wondering what your part was in all of that because you have been promoting it. I thought maybe that you were involved in the project or something.
Heck no.
I'm like, man, I'm always the last
post
to know.
About it. But no,
maybe she read that post over
exactly.
And over.
Yeah, I did.
She thinks it's me
every
time.
There's one thing that one of the guys says. I can't remember his name, but he says, "Love people and use things because the opposite never works."
Oh. Oh, that's good.
Oh, wow.
That is so good.
Daniel said that was Irwin McManus,
if you
want to look that up.
Okay.
I will. Yeah, shoot. Let's do it.
Oh, I was talking to the listener.
And that's, look, I've got a 16-year-old, and he aspires to do great things. And
I'm really proud of that kid from what I'm hearing.
Oh, thanks,
I'm really
Rob.
Proud of him.
Thank you for that. But he, he aspires to do great things. And so many times, what is that? The media portrays it as money. What are you going to drive? What are you wearing? How many zeros?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're kind of influenced by that, I think, from time to time.
Me?
You see dollar bills, y'all. You get all excited.
No, I get excited about making money, but I don't think money is the problem. I think it's what you do with money or what drives you to either. Okay, so this is kind of the thing. People, money's not ever the problem. It's always the person that's the problem. So that's what happens when people.
You are 100% accurate.
Yeah. People will go out and they'll buy like Gucci slippers, right? Or they'll get knockoff Gucci slippers to look like they have money.
Mm-hmm.
So money's not the problem here. It's the person that has the problem with thinking that money
or
validates
is
them.
Gucci the problem? I don't.
Well, yeah, maybe. Hey, who knows? No, but it's
calling
that,
you out,
it's that mindset, right? So it's like people will go out, they'll either buy name brand stuff to look rich, not actually be rich, or to look that they have money. Or they'll get fake stuff to look rich. They don't have any money. And then it just messes up their whole mindset.
It's all
so
about
it's not actually
perception
the money
and control.
That, yeah, that's what it is. It's not the money that's the actual problem. That's not the evil. It's what you can do with the money or what you can do with that perception of the money.
So that... Oh,
that's a hot topic right there.
So that leads me into a topic that I was actually talking to somebody about. And the common misquoted phrase is the love of money is the root of all evil,
mm-hmm.
which is not accurate. The quote is actually the love of money is the root of all kinds of evils.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the money is not, as he was saying, the money is not the problem. Mm-hmm. The love of money and the improper use of it, because people will use it to, like you said, to gain status and perception. Other people use it for control.
Yeah.
They're like, if you quit or if you don't do this one thing, I'll fire you so you won't have any money.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that's what you were saying is 100% correct. It's not the money itself because it's an object. It can't do anything on its own.
Yeah. And I think God wants us to have money. He wants us to live
to
in abundance.
To be successful.
He wants us to live in abundance. So whatever whatever that means.
That's Dave Ramsey's view right there.
Yeah,
God
yeah.
wants us to have money.
Yeah, he wants us to live in abundance. So whatever that means, if that means he doesn't want you to go hungry. He doesn't want you to be stressed out about things in your daily life. people operate in fear, and then that's what makes them do all that. So that in turn literally like keeps you back from all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I think money's a good thing to have. I want everybody should have that because it's just a resource.
Provided you use it.
Yeah. It's a resource.
You're a good steward of it.
Mm-hmm. A good steward. Yeah. Oh, that was excellent, Rob.
Thank you.
That was really good. Yeah. So, you know, here's the thing. You know, we pray to have purpose, to do well, to have great things happen. And then when we do have success, how many people stop to give thanks and to be grateful for what
tough.
Has just come their way?
That's tough.
It's tougher.
Yeah, because you get wrapped up in the celebration and the euphoria that you feel from being successful, and then you forget where it came from.
Or you self-sabotage yourself whenever you do finally kind of make it or you're starting to do well, and then you go back down.
Yeah.
It's once you get comfortable, right? Mm-hmm. Once you get...
And you stop trying.
You get that success, and then you realize that all the... It was the things that were uncomfortable, the things that you didn't really know what was going on. When you did put it into God's hands and it was uncomfortable, and that's what got you there. But then you're like, okay, I'm comfortable now, so I'm going to stop doing those things. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stop giving it up. I'm going to take control. And then that's when things start to fall back apart.
Yeah, you were just granted grace, and you need to have the wisdom to know that that's what happened.
Yeah.
So that right there spoke personally to me, because I can't tell you how many times I've done that. Because I was talking to somebody the other day. I think it was Gage. I was talking to Gage. And I told him, I said, everything in my life has always been super easy. I didn't have to try in school. I've never had to try to get a job. I could always do it. And I've never really actually put forth the effort to like do better than I can because everything was so easy. So I get to the point of where I can do it, and then I stop trying. That happened with even with graphic design and like stuff like that. Like when I'm learning a new software, once I get far enough into it, I'm like, I'm good enough at it.
Mm.
And then I just stop trying to get better.
Right. But what about...
There's some of that honesty we were talking about.
What about praying for strength to work harder?
That's an excellent advice. That's some great direction.
Because you can overcome. I mean, you learn how to do something and you're very good at your craft, but you need to work harder at it and help more people with it, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's an excellent.
Is there like a block where like you think, like, I got to this point and I've never really gone past it, so I probably shouldn't go past it?
No, it's more like I've done what I wanted to. I think that happened with my weight loss,
because
I lost 80 pounds. And then once I was like, yeah, I know how to do it, I stopped trying. And then I gained 150 of it back.
Mm.
So it's once I get to that point, it's like, I know how to do it now. Or I can do it well enough to where I'm satisfied. And then I'm like, now I'm having to reap the consequences of that. Because now I have to lose an extra 150 pounds to get back to where I was.
That's it.
Yeah.
So, Lucas, how do decisions turn out when you make them without discussing it without him? How did those decisions turn out for you usually?
Oh, man. well, there have been times where things have just fallen apart. Like where we were like 100% sure this project was going to happen. I was going to make a ton of money.
Oh, no.
And I took control of it. I didn't let go. And it was gone. It was like the next day it was just gone. Or I mean, things just didn't go as planned. Like I would start a project with somebody and they were just not fun. Like he would send me all the signs and be like, you do not want to work with this person. This person is not meant to work with you.
Oh.
But instead I was being greedy and I was like, no, I was looking for that short term, not the long term.
Right.
And it was not good. It was awful. It was an awful experience.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's tough. But he says don't, and you're like, but why? I mean, really, maybe we can make it work, you know? It's never good.
No, nope.
You're gonna end up wandering around the desert for 40 years doing that.
Oh, I know. Ooh. Or in the belly of some whale or something, right? So let's talk about making this business prosperous and abundant. Anybody's business. I mean, how should that individual approach the day? What is your advice for them? I know with your blogs recently, you've been portraying positivity. You get up, you take a ton of vitamins and you drink that. I think you just chug a glass of water. Am I correct in saying that? Okay, yeah, every day. I've noticed that. And then, of course, we have to see your cute little car and the steering wheel and all that stuff. So maybe these are all things that will motivate people to be prosperous and to give thanks. So just kind of put into play your day and how it starts.
Well, so coming from that angle, I'm always trying to portray like positivity.
Basically. Absolutely. Yeah,
and that's not like a lie. It's not, always in a good mood most of the time.
It's crazy how often you're in a good mood. It's actually kind of annoying.
It is annoying. Yes.
I don't think I've ever seen you in a bad mood.
Yeah, I've definitely been in a bad mood, but I don't like, there's no reason to like literally, well, I would say operate, but I don't operate in a bad mood most of the time because you literally can't get anything done. You're just unhappy. Your day sucks.
That's all you're focused on.
That's all you're focused on. You can't even enjoy other people's company because you were just in a bad mood because you're not enjoying yourself. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
So technically you're being selfish.
Yeah, in a way you are being selfish because really all your problems are internal when that's happening.
Right.
It's not really external, so that's kind of the thing. So that's what I always try to portray in those videos and hopefully future videos to come. But positivity for sure during the day and then just getting things done.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the morning time, I feel the best in the morning time. Like when I wake up, like my morning from like, if I wake up at like, let's just say 5, that's normally when I wake up, maybe sometimes earlier than that, but all the way until like 11, just production, you know what I mean? Just getting things done. Yeah, I feel amazing. And then from like 11 or like 12 to like 3, it's not good. It's not great, you know what I mean? It's just more tired. So I think just having a good morning routine, staying positive, and then getting things done at the right times for you that you feel good during getting those things done, then you're solid.
Because if we all look around, there's something to take a picture of or there's something to capture video of every single day, every minute of every day. If you open your eyes and you look around, he's everywhere and awesome things are happening. But too many times people become a crab. And like you said, crawl inside themselves or whatever.
Yeah.
And man, you begin to you can feel that and it's like thick. And then you just repel people. And that's not a good life.
So I actually have something about that because I tend to attract those kind of people. The people who are negative. Well, it's because I feel like my purpose is to build people up and encourage them.
Okay.
And help them to understand that there's so much more to what they feel like they can be.
Right.
And I've had several friends who are just down and depressed all the time and there's no bringing them out of it. But if they do happen to come out of it, they're amazing. Like I had a friend who was one of the funniest guys I've ever known in my life. And I love this dude, but I felt like I had to walk on eggshells when I was around him because anything would set him off. So yeah, you have living in that definitely repels people. Cause I haven't talked to him in probably a year and we used to hang out like every other day. I was almost his daughter's godfather.
Wow.
But I just couldn't be around that kind of negativity on a regular basis anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But a lot of people will become negative or whatever if there's something goes wrong on their day and then they just kind of get internal and then don't talk to anybody. They can't make relationships with new people and you don't want to be around them. That affects their personal life, business life, mental capability, like literally everything. So I think positivity, just staying like that, is like the number one key. And then from there, that does draw people in, like-minded people that you want to be around. And that creates more, like a lot more business opportunities, I think.
That's why I love being here.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody is more or less in a good mood and all the time. And we're all like very like-minded and we want to see each other succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that's one of the main things that makes a really good business and team is you want to succeed, but you also want everyone else to succeed around you just as much as you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Lots of good stuff there, Rob.
Yeah, it's really great how much we cheer each other on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, another story about me. I'm a storyteller, so I cannot tell you with this whole weight loss thing, I have never had support like this in my life. And if I start tearing up, Lucas, you have to edit it out.
I'm going to zoom in on this video.
Zoom in.
I have never had support like this. Like, I have all of you guys cheering me on, like, so much. And I had some guy from Canada reach out to me and be like, you are an inspiration. And I was like, how do you even know me? So it's
awesome.
Those hashtags.
Social media is incredible for that, but, for that reason.
And it's such an amazing feeling having that kind of support system. So that definitely helps to build the team and build people up and all that kind of stuff. So if you can surround yourself with people like that, you will want to be a better person.
Yeah. Well, I think it's interesting. You can read studies and read books about this, but in a much more positive workspace, people get done with their work a lot quicker. And like just overall, the work quality is much, much higher than if people are being abused and battered and, you know, threatened to be fired or whatever. So like adding that positivity is actually going to make your team want to be there, want to interact, want to work and do it well.
Mm, I agree.
Yeah, that's very true. That's so important, I think. A good work environment is, and it starts with God. I think that's like the first thing, and then everything builds off of that. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
So on behalf of everybody who works with Growing Media, I want to thank you, Angie, for fostering an environment where we can have these feelings and like these types of relationships.
It was you guys. I mean, you just, like you said, when you get some good people around you, like, let's go. You know, I think we all just linked. I think we linked hands and we've just taken off. And I think it's phenomenal. You brought up a really good point about all the support that you've gotten and this guy in Canada. You know, that's a big part of what businesses do now. Social media, that's why it's so important, and digital media, is we're really all putting ourselves out there and people can see us, you know, and they can see whether you're doing a good job or a bad job and whether or not they want to work with you or whether I want to shop at this business or I want to visit this place well before I get there, just based on their presence. And I think that's a great tool, and in particular when we use social media and digital media in that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true. And so buy some social media. What's up?
Yeah. No. With what you were saying is you as a brand or a business that's like putting themselves out there, you can actually show what your culture and what your your brand identity
actually
is.
You can't hide. Right. Mm-hmm. I love that.
I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're right. Yeah.
So, I mean, what's the message then? I mean, if you're thinking about starting a business, you know, you need to form your board, your committee, and it could be of one or, you know, one above. If you're already in a business, if you have a huge decision to make, any of those things. I mean, you just, that's where you find confidence.
Yeah. Just put God and people first and you're going to be successful.
Well, yeah. And I think, that can come off as like really overwhelming, right? Like, oh gosh, how do I bring God into my business?
He's there. He's Bible there. Study. He's just waiting.
You know what I mean? It's like, how do I bring the Creator into my business? You know what I mean? Like, that sounds crazy.
Yeah.
For me, man, it's just like taking like 15 minutes in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Just be silent for 15 minutes. Don't do anything. Don't look at your phone. Don't read. Don't just sit there and just clear your mind.
Yeah.
And just be with him for 15 minutes.
That is awesome.
This dude does do the morning thing really well. Because literally on our vacation, I would wake up and I would, you know, I'm like kind of chilling. And I look out the window down at the pool and this dude's reading on his laptop early in the morning. I'm like, wow, that's good stuff.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do.
Yeah, because if you don't start the morning correctly, I mean, you can allow it to literally screw up your whole day. Now, that doesn't mean it will.
Yeah.
But you can. But most people, if you have a bad morning, the rest of your day can just keep going that direction.
Yes.
So if you start off on that, you know, what we were talking about, like that positive, you know, really like high positive thing. And whatever that means to you, you know, I mean, some people like me, like I like to read in the morning, but some people, maybe all they need to do is just like listen to like some, like two songs that really get them going. And then the rest of their day is just great.
Oh yeah. I'm always, when I get in my car, like that's like my spot to like get ready for the day, going like here or wherever we're going. I get in the zone. It's great. I listen to some music, put it on, and just have a great time all the way up until I get to my destination, and then I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I do personally. But
we had something happen this week back to the 16-year-old, and I hope that parents and even younger people are listening. We made some tough decisions in my household, and I feel like a ding-a-ling, an idiot, actually. I bought these iPhones where these kids have access to anything, right? And I did not take the time to go in and say, we're not going to allow expletives. We're not going to allow children to go to these type websites, whatever. And it's just something that's really been on my mind and my heart. And I did it recently. And you have to be careful when you go in. You know, obviously you're going to say your kid cannot download the expletives in the songs, the music, the movie titles, whatever. And they can't go to particular sites or whatever. My son shared with me last night. He said, thank you for that because I can hear the music. I'm not angry. I'm in my car. I'm enjoying it, and I've discovered new genres.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
And what's awesome about that is that a lot of kids, the fact that he said thank you, a lot of kids don't realize that they want boundaries. They not only do they need them, but they want them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they don't realize that because, you know, they're children. And
they it's mainstream, and they're like, this is good for you. We're right. making this for you. This is about you. This is, and it's garbage.
Well, that's where they say that the devil doesn't even have to hide anymore.
Oh, the devil doesn't hide at all.
He can just come out straight out in plain sight because people welcome him.
Right.
Because they're desensitized.
Yeah.
That's why. Everything, literally everything, is so bad. You can turn the radio on. Dude, you can go on TikTok and find the devil real quick, okay? It's crazy. It's a crazy world. Between when we grew up, you guys are a little bit older than me. I'm the youngest here, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am. That's crazy, actually. Wow. I didn't even notice that.
You couldn't show a hind end getting up. I remember working for a television station, and it was NYPD Blue, I think. The guy stood up, and he showed his butt. A lot of TV stations canceled the show. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was too far.
There was times before where you couldn't even hear a toilet flush.
Right, right.
Because that was considered too vulgar.
And even if you said the S word. You know, like S-H-H, I mean, that's the word, you know, yeah, not a bad, right. But that's what I'm saying. You were fined like $10,000.
Yeah.
And wow. You know that they can say anything now. Anything.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, that's.
And it brings us right back to the beginning of our conversation. And there's only one thing that can mend it all and make it all right.
That's true. Dang, R.I.P. Tell you what.
So we do. We need to be the light, and we need to encourage other people to be the light, and good things will happen, no doubt.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, God is love.
If
you look in the Bible, it lists off a bunch of things, and then it says, but the greatest of these is love. So if you love people, if you love yourself, if you actually take the time, I'm starting to tear up. if you take the time to learn what love actually means, then you will never do anything bad to anybody else.
That's right, Rob.
And that's the end of
so
my...
sweet today.
I'm sweet every day.
Definitely.
That's the end of my contributions because now I have to go
He's a little emotional, and that's great, though. But we encourage you to invite prosperity and success and growth into your business and your life and to love people and to tune into this podcast, MGM Podcast Market Abilities by Growing Media. What else?
I think it was a great podcast.
Was that a good podcast?
That was great.
I think we should close with a small prayer. And Lucas, that's you.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
For sure.
You got it?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this team. Thank you so much for allowing us to honor you with the skills and the abilities that you've given us. Thank you so much for everything that you've just given, you know, I mean, you have given so much to me personally, and I know it's the same for, the entire team here. And I'm so thankful for what you're going to do because we know you have control right now. We know that you want, you know, what's best for us and you want what's best for our company to go in the right direction. And we're so thankful for the clients that we haven't gotten because, you know, we know that you had control over that there was a certain reason that we didn't work with them and that the clients that you're going to bring us in the future are going to enhance and bring your word and bring it to life. We love you. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, that was solid. Wow. Slow clap. Subscribe, watch, follow,
listen. Bye.